Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last hour, I was really excited about the fact that none of them mentioned Josh Harris. Right before the Leno news broke, you were talking, you know, about your take on the Harris thing, and I just wanted to circle back to that for a minute. So you took Schefter's report as he was heavily involved, or you said, like, part of the interviews. I didn't read it that way. Now, he said, just reading what he wrote, Harris has sat in and taken part in each of the six interviews that the team has conducted with the top quarterback prospects in this draft. I didn't take that to mean he's talking or asking questions or, you know, he is running the meeting. Taking part just means he's there, right? He's present. So I just assumed he was kind of chilling there watching Adam Peters cook. One of the reasons I didn't care. The other thing you said that I wanted to respond to and see what you think. You said, like, how would people feel if this was Tepper or Dan Snyder? And that's what everyone that didn't like my take yesterday has asked me. Well, you're just saying this because you like Josh Harris. Maybe. You're just saying that you're defending him. No, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. The idea that I should treat him the same way I would Dan Snyder is ridiculous. Dan Snyder robbed 10 banks. I'm going to be skeptical when he walks into a bank with a mask on. But just because Josh Harris is doing banking doesn't mean he's robbing banks. If your spouse cheated when you were told that they were staying late for work, that doesn't mean that your next lover, when they have a proposal due and has to stay late for work, which is a common normal thing, is also cheating. So yes, David Tepper has been proven to be a meddling poor owner. Dan Snyder has been proven to be a meddling, annoying, draft-taking over, pick-demanding owner. I should feel a different way about him. Josh Harris has not. So why should I have an ire raised or treat him? And people are like, oh, what would you say if it was Dan Snyder? Oh, you mean what would I say if the person who's been convicted of the crime several times over is a person of interest versus someone who has no convictions on their rap sheet? I just think that analogy doesn't work for me at all.
It works tremendously for me. I don't want the owner making any kind of decision when it comes to that. I want him to be a leader and a sounding board, but we have football people for that. So,
but he's not. Who said he's making any decisions? I think everyone can agree he's not going to – nobody wants him to make decisions, in other
words. Right. Well, I mean, this is all moot because he was sitting there passively and just observing.
But my point is that that should have been the assumption initially.
He literally said months ago. I don't see how you could read Schefter's tweet and say that he wasn't participating. He literally says he's there.
He's taking part.
Yeah, taking part.
Meaning he's in the meeting.
Yeah, like taking part, active. It's an active thing. Now, that's been contradicted by multiple reports, and I – choose those over this one.
But let me ask you a question. If we have a pre-show meeting and the four of us are sitting there talking about the show and I'm in it, it would not be odd to say I'm taking part in the meeting. That doesn't suggest anything to do with what I'm doing in the meeting. I'm saying I understand that you took something, you took it one way. I think it's perfectly reasonable to take it the way I did, which was when I heard that, taking part, he is present. He is involved. He is there. He's at the meeting.
So there's a difference. The key sentence to me, it's a poorly constructed one. And again, this is all, I keep saying this, it's all moot because it's been proven, I guess, or it's been reported different than this. Josh Harris has sat in. That's what you're talking about. If he's just sitting in, he sat in. He has sat in and taken part. That is a bigger thing than just sitting in. Like, if our big boss here, not even like CK, but above, some like regional GM came and sat in and listened to how you and I talked to each other before the show, if they just said the word sat in, that means they're in the room while that's happening, which can be, by the way, a presence and kind of hovering around can be something, but I don't really care about that if it's just informational. Taken part of is a totally different animal, and it's an active thing as opposed to a passive thing. So I'm going, just as a principle, it's a ball or a strike. I want my owner to go, you, empowered football person, you guys got it.
Totally.
And I found out after the fact, after, you know, talking about this for 90 minutes, hey, there's a different angle here. He was just sitting there passively where I'm going, oh, great, that's awesome. Good for him. It's information gathering, and I respect the hell out of it.
Yeah, I think it's important for him to learn football.
Mm-hmm.
If he is, he should not just not know anything about the game that he just, bought a team in. And he said as much. I mean, I also think it's important to remember, if you go back a couple of months ago, he suggested he's going to be involved in at meetings and mm-hmm. he's going to be trying to learn. And the best way to do that is to be there. But yeah, I guess that's the difference is when I read that, I thought, okay, that's not weird to me that the brand new owner is getting his first chance to attend a combine and see what it's all about. And, oh, by the way, his team is making massive decision on the quarterback. Owners are always going to be involved at the GM, the head coach, the quarterback level. You know, whether people want the, you know, every player on the team, every position to be treated differently or the same. Like, quarterback's always going to be treated a little bit differently. But as you said, as the day went on, hopefully people's nerves were quelled a little bit. And I think all the quarterbacks talking today, every one of them asked about the Commanders meetings, not one of them mentioning Josh Harris, every one of them mentioning Quinn mm-hmm. and Pritchard and Peters and some of the other people there should make them feel better.
100%.
The one thing I did, you know, keep having people say yesterday as I was laying, just thinking I would never feel good again in my bed, was, you know, why on earth would you not care about this? You would be killing Dan Snyder. Well, no kidding, man. The guy who I know wouldn't just be sitting there quietly. Being at a meeting is not a problem, has never been a problem. Being at a meeting and saying, draft this quarterback, is the problem. And Harris told you he was going to be at the meetings. He told you he's not going to be an absentee owner. There's also no precedent, really, in his other sports of him being meddling and demanding and making his teams do anything. So I didn't have much problem with it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.